From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
It's Wednesday, January 19th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Larry Fink's CEO letter backed up by two other reports, and the TLDR law and Google Analytics in Austria. This is the business of tech. LinkedIn has released its Global Talent Trends Report, quoting Protocol. Job seekers are looking for more than just a paycheck. LinkedIn found that job seekers prioritize work-life balance, 63%, ahead of pay and benefits, 60%, or culture and colleagues, 40%. The words flexibility, well-being, and culture all appeared in LinkedIn posts more often in 2021 than in 2019, and company posts that used those terms attracted more engagement than those that didn't. Younger employees prioritize flexibility. The word flexibility appeared in 83% more job listings in 2021 versus 2019, LinkedIn found. Company posts used the term 343% more over the same time period, and those posts attracted 35% more engagement. Improving company culture is the key to retention. But where should you focus your efforts to build company culture? LinkedIn users surveyed in June had a few ideas. The most popular areas of focus were professional development opportunities, 59%, flexible work support, 48%, and mental health and wellness, 42%. 35% said they wanted to see more attention paid to training managers to lead remote and hybrid teams. Diversity and inclusion was a top priority to 26% of respondents. Indeed has their new jobs report, highlighting the job openings because they aren't where they used to be. The bottom 10 locations are the big and expensive cities that typically lead on job growth, like San Francisco and Washington, D.C. The biggest grower is Boise City, Idaho, and almost all of the top 10 have a lower cost of living than the national average. And it seems business leaders are noticing. Larry Fink, one of the most prominent investors alive, released his letter to CEOs and highlighted that companies could expect employees in 5 days a week, neglect their mental health, and keep wages low. And that's no longer the case. Of note, since 2018, he's highlighted stakeholder capitalism, the idea that public firms shouldn't simply be looking to maximize profit, but should do more for their workers and society too. This year, he specifically pushed back on the term woke, calling it, quote, "It's capitalism, driven by mutually beneficial relationships between you and the employees, customers, suppliers, and communities your company relies on to prosper." Why do we care? Fink's voice is undoubtedly louder than mine, but I'll observe I've been saying the same thing. I often quip about how IT services companies overinvest time and energy in their tools and underinvest in their focus on people and process. Tools generally are about 10% of the costs of an IT services business, and labor is by far the largest. Yet to listen to providers, one might think the opposite is true. Here we have all the data on the new trends. Large organizations may be searching for talent in different cities or expanding there, or simply letting people work anywhere, leveraging that flexibility desire being expressed loud and clear. Tired of long terms of service that no one understands? Seems Congress is too, as a new bill has been introduced to force a simplification of service agreements. Called the Terms of Service Labeling, Design, and Readability Act, and yes, that's TLDR for short, it would require websites to provide a summary statement before opting in to a terms of service. In Austria, the Data Protection Watchdog Group has upheld a complaint against a website under GDPR because of the use of Google Analytics. An IP address anonymization function had not been adequately implemented, but in the review, the regulator found that IP address data was personal data due to the ability to combine it with other data to identify the user. Thus, user data was being exported to the US and violated GDPR. Why do we care? Europeans continue to lead here, but it's not hard to see how this will impact American companies too. If Google Analytics sees significant changes due to European laws, that'll matter to even the smallest companies. The other theme of any of this legislation continues to focus on the consumer, even in the US. Providers should be pretty enthusiastic about the idea of the TLDR law. However, there is a downside here, as I would expect these agreements to get more end-user scrutiny when they're more apparent, and providers will need to be ready for that.
Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider as voted by G2 and TrustRadius, has resources specifically for delivering digital experiences in the cloud with better ease and affordability while not being locked into long-term agreements and commitments. Their guide, The Golden Ratio of Price to Performance in Cloud Computing, details how alternative cloud providers and open source tools can lower costs and ease moving to multi-cloud environments. This resource and more at linode.com/MSP Radio.
Thanks for listening. Thanks to everyone who came out for Killing It Live, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.
The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.